I'm going to get into confusion. Am I pink or am I blue? I'm blue. My wife says, definitely blue. Thank you, Jesus. But it's good for you to see this as a symbol that you are a believer. You are a vessel filled with the Spirit. You have a calling and a destiny and a purpose. And God has called you in the now that He wants to anoint you. He wants to bless you. He wants to give release of awesome breakthrough, not only for you, but for your children and grandchildren. That you are here as you worship. You are a point of contact for miracles and breakthroughs. Not only for you, but for the children and the grandchildren that are to come. And therefore, not only are you anointed and purposed personally, but you have a destiny in this nation at this time that you will make a stand, that you will be with a community of believers that together we are anointed to pull down strongholds. And there are ongoing strongholds. But together, as we stick together, we are united, strong, and we can pull down demonic strongholds. That it is amazing, and it's really strange that we can, living in a time where entire major, and with major financial backing from different strong demonic agencies, that there are entire organizations committed to put total confusion in our society, and especially our little ones. When they are vulnerable, they need church, they need Sunday school, they need children's church, they need their mom and dad and their uncles and spiritual uncles and aunts to tell them, this is what you are. You are a child of God. You are a son. You are a daughter. And that God will make you a success. Whatever you choose, but be happy in what God has anointed you to be, that He has chosen from way back in eternity. Your destiny has been written. And you are going to be a child of God, but whatever role God has put in you by your DNA, that you will be full of joy in that. So it's an important issue we have been talking about. We are going to go into those things with praise and thanksgiving, okay? That whatever challenge we face, we'll be like Jehoshaphat in its model of what God said. They were surrounded with the enemy forces and they were going to be pulled down. It looked like they were so strong, and God says, you are looking at me, and I want you to send the praisers out. And when they were praising the name of the Lord, God defeated the enemy supernaturally. Say supernaturally. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I won't take too long. This has been such an awesome worship service, and we are grateful for each of you. And may the power of the glory of God just anoint you, refresh you. We are in a very prophetic, the prophetic things, and you will start experiencing it and catch the prophetic word around you. And with different things happening in the natural or in the spiritual, there are words of inspiration. I was telling people on Friday, I was preparing for some things the Lord was giving me, just some instructions, and suddenly I felt like I had an open vision. I looked, and there was a man standing in my study that was dressed in like Middle Eastern outfit, and I was wondering who he was, and then I realized that it was more ancient than that. I felt God was speaking to me, and in that living vision in front of me was Joseph. And the story, the prophetic story he carried, that he was blessing us. And if you will remember that he was in the prison unfairly, but overnight God changed the situation and he was in the palace. So from the prison, overnight, he was promoted to the palace. In fact, to the most powerful position after the Pharaoh. In fact, everything fell on him to run the economy and all that. So overnight, he was not only in a most wealthiest position, but he was able to bless his people, his family, the people called the Israelites, to bring them into a new level. So this is what the Lord, I felt like there was a surge, a wave for us from the root of the foundation from which we get blessed is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he said, "It is finished," it is finished. Every work that has to be done for healing, for restoration, for breakthrough, for breaking of the curse of poverty, and releasing us into new levels of favor and blessing and promotion, that it is through the resurrection, to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, but I want to, this week, part of the theme is to speak, lay hands. I did that on Friday. On yourself, on your children, on your grandchildren, believe and release favor that's to the next level. That this is a new level of favor that God is bringing to you, to your family, to your finances. Overnight favor. So Joseph for me represents from favor and promotion. At the time when you were wondering, "Lord, when are you giving the breakthrough? When is it going to happen?" Just focus on the Lord, because your breakthrough, your miracle is on the way. And I mean, we have been, Bonnie, I just found out this week, she got an unexpected inheritance. It was hers. It was there hovering, and suddenly, there, she got thousands of dollars. Hey, may your inheritance come through. Hallelujah. So, but I'll give you a few words of receiving and letting go way back and get by faith all the blessings, not only to strengthen you, but strengthen your hand so that you can bless others also with the word of God, with the word of resurrection. And you are receiving, even today, a living impartation. The word of God is alive. So when it is alive and full of power, the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is hitting you right now, molecularly. Every particle of your being in the glory is being commissioned and being anointed to carry this word, to make it happen for you and for your family, for your finances, and for the kingdom of God. So his people are going to arise. Let God arise. Say, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. So the part of that, the whole effects of resurrection. Number one, it says in the book of Acts, chapter 5, I was looking at different ramifications that we, just like, last few weeks I've been talking, don't take the blessing of God through what we call Easter, through the amazing thing that happened on Good Friday, that Lord sucked up all the poison from us, from our culture, from our generations of shadows, and then because of his awesome love. Say love. 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 So Father God loves you. Get a revelation that you are loved. You are loved. And it has to be a revelation. It is not just he loves me. But become totally possessed by the glory, the vibration, that God is breathing his love into you. Not only so, you are so soaked that you've the slightest squeeze and love comes out of you. Not bitterness, not hurt, not pain. God wants to fill you with love. So it says in the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 30, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you killed by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior. It says, in the Amplified, I love what he says, that the God, it says in verse 30, Acts chapter 5, verse 30, the God of our forefathers raised up Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree or a cross, it says. God exalted him to his right hand to be prince and leader and savior and deliverer and preserver. So I'm reading from the Amplified. Say prince, leader, savior, deliverer, preserver. And that all of those meanings are in the ancient language. This is what it means. That's why sometimes there you'll get all of these definitions. In order to grant repentance to Israel and to bestow forgiveness and release from sins. So see what has happened. Because of his resurrection, as he is now been promoted, as he has been exalted, he humbled himself. I'll read another scripture in a moment. And I love these things. They're just so living for me. Because of his resurrection, then certain things are happening. It's always, I love Easter, but the ramifications of resurrection, it's important for us to take some time to say, this is how it impacts me. This is how it impacts nations. It impacts every community in the world. So we can declare right now, like, Turkey, used to be called the Ottoman Empire, is in a transition. They desperately need to realize who Jesus is and have a prayer revival. But in the midst of this, I pray that we have been praying off and on in different seasons for this pastor who has been kept in prison for absolutely no real reason except he was a Christian pastor, I believe. So anyway, we are praying that God in his mercy will unlock the prison doors and let my people go. Amen. And so God exalted him. Jesus has the name. He's Savior, leader, deliverer, preserver. And as he's raised, God is therefore, because of that work, he's able to grant to all peoples. There are several other scriptures that say this applies not just to Israel, but to every nation, that he grants forgiveness. So whatever shadow there is over us, our families, whether we come from a Hindu background or a Muslim background, a Shinto background, or an unbelieving Christian background, but their generations are now there, who don't believe in the Bible or Jesus Christ. But to them all, God says, I am granting you through Jesus and his resurrection, you have mercy, 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 and grace. That is, you don't have to be under judgment, and we are commissioned one-on-one and through whatever instrument we can use, whether it was radio at one time or television at another time, where we have broadcast our program across the world called The Watch. And we were recognized, especially in the Middle East, as we would visit. And our name is known across the world. But it's because we use the tool of television. Now, we are able to use the digital broadcast on the internet. And it's even, in many ways, may the Lord show us how to use it even more. We got so much material to give out. But in all of that, we are declaring It does not matter what race you come from, what is your background, and whether generations of Islamic believers or Shinto believers, whatever. God is saying, I am granting to every family mercy and grace. So that's a wonderful aspect of the Lord's mercy. The other part that I wanted to share from Ephesians chapter 1, it says, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in us and for us who believe, as demonstrated of his mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in the world, but also in the age and the world which he are to come. And he has put all things under his feet, that's Jesus, and appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So these are the effects of his resurrection. He has been highly exalted, and everything is under his feet. That gives you a sense of identity. Who are you? And it goes also further and says, and he has taken you and made you sit together with him in heavenly places. So that's where you are. Where are you exactly located? You are sitting in heavenly places because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And that's your perspective. That's what are you looking at? You are looking. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. God has resurrected him, given him the name above every name. I love one of my favorites, which used to be our brother Derek Prince is one of his favorites to preach about, but he would point out, he used to love to point out. It says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Servant. Say servant. So, he chose to come this way. He was the King of glory, and he chose to come in this mode. And it was a mode of humility and servanthood. Even being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. At that time and even today, that's the most horrible punishment, and it's the most humiliating thing, where they would hang people and they would be hanging naked in total humiliation. And just think, they did that and you would see, oh, how horrible. And yes, it's horrible, but the King of glory was doing it so that you would be free. He was taking it on our junk, on himself, so you and I could be free and have a new identity as kings and priests and the community of God, the church of the living, awesome King of glory. We are his bride. But this is the process he had to go through. This, he humbled himself, took on the guise of a servant, and so lowered himself to the level, the lowest, death on a cross. Wherefore, and therefore, verse 9, wherefore, say wherefore. So always Derek would be saying, if there is a wherefore, find why it's therefore. because of all this that he has said. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So if you take time, in the original language, Jesus lowers himself seven different ways. It's seven steps down on your behalf. Therefore, then God also, and you got to become one with this word. Therefore, God has exalted him, given him a name which is above every name. And we're going to go more, because the Lord, the Spirit of glory, has really been hovering over Bonnie and I and talking about it's an awesome gold and diamond mine that most of us have not even barely touched. That there is so much that we have to receive from this, the many names, but it is the name of Jesus, giving him a name which is above every name. So every issue you confront, every challenge, there is an answer and a grace for you and a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Say Jesus. And it is the name above everything. The name is about cancer. That name is about opioid addiction. That name is about any family line curse. The name which is above every name. No one can even glance towards and in disdain to that name, because, I mean, the glory will blast you asunder, because that name is above every name. So all the authority of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in the name of Jesus. And then there are emanations of grace and mercy, because his name means Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So when you go visit hospitals, we have made it into a ritual. Whereas you go, you carry the vibration of the King of Glory. You carry the vibration of the name which is above every name. You are a steward. It's not about you. And often we kind of many times think it's about us. And the more we separate it, and yet in our spirit, in our worship, the more we exalt him, the more these breakthroughs will come. And his name is above every name. That therefore, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I read a guide in Africa who guides people on safaris, and he said he has got an uncanny habit that whenever there are elephants charging, he just raises his hands and the elephant totally calmed down. And I say, well, Lord bless you, I'm going to hang around you. But he has something. He has a kind of authority. It's just simply hand. He doesn't have anything in there, but he raises his hand and the charging elephants will totally calm down or go back somewhere else. Anyway, that's authority. And God, you have been given the name that's part, as believer in the name of Jesus, you have the authority to bring the virtue of the name of Jesus, so that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, and then as an aspect of this resurrection, the resurrection is for the rest of the year is a fountain of your blessings that you can draw from this fountain every day for yourself, for your children. And prophetically, I was sharing that it is an aggressive time frame, prophet, to see that you speak and prophesy over your children promotion and favor as they have never seen it, and bless them. We can protect them from the negative. By the way, and what Bonnie was sharing about what the humanists are doing, and they have picked Charlotte, I don't know for whatever reason, as one of the challenged cities, and they want to take over. And really, it's such a demonic thing. Our children's education, and make them, especially start making them think, if you feel a season, you want to be a girl, you can be a girl. And it would totally, little kids are so easily influenced, and that would confuse them. That is, and I just wanted, especially as our Lord has the name above every name, we're going to release that name to shelter our children and the innocent children in America from this attack. And it would try to give them a demonic confusion so that, who do I listen to? My mommy, daddy, my teachers, and who are right? And most time, Monday through Friday, the teachers have more time with them than the parents. And then it's the stylish thing to do. We are seeing in different ways how the little ones and then a little bit older ones, how deeply they have been affected by the culture. And it's the in thing to do to oppose godly values and stand against values that have made America strong. So it's a challenge we need to take up, but we have authority, say authority, to stand against these forces of darkness. Let's stand together, be faithful in the church community, be able to take on the garment of the Lord as a servant and serve the church so it can be strong to stand for the values of Jesus Christ. But the particular thing I felt like that I wanted to just address and pray over you and our children is, there is a scripture in 1 Corinthians 14, the first part of verse 33 says, God is not the author of confusion. And so we may have, I don't know how many of you go through sometimes that for this issue or that issue, you are a little confused. How many of you go through that where you have some measure of confusion about some guidance? And what do I do? Do I do this or do I do that? Do I send my child to this university or do they go to this? Did they stay local? Do they send him away out there? What do I do for my business? Do I go into debt and do this and employ a few more? I mean, there are times where confusion can become a major issue in our lives. And I felt that the Lord, power of the resurrection, there was such an explosive light. The Spirit of glory came on him. And I talked about Isaiah 6, that the seraphims are around the throne of glory. And they are so full of light, the light is on fire. And they're called seraphims, the burning ones. So they're full of light and glory. And wherever they are, I mean, it just lights up. So confusion is dark. And the living glory can come and immediately put light in you. So God is not the author of confusion. And I felt like in this particular season of this last year or two, that the culture has so tried to impart to us confusion. What should we do about gay marriage? Well, how do we make a stand for when they are demonstrating, making you look like an idiot, if you are for life, and where you are saying, let the babies live, but the culture is so full of making good evil, and evil good. And we need each other. And we need the light of the Lord, that the resurrection glory will shine over us, over His people, and over the nation, that may it bring in our hour the light of the resurrection, light of the glory, shine. And my word to some of you, if I found this on the journey, is a little counsel that I received years ago. We can sometimes, we are too smart for our own good. And we use our earthly smartness to try to figure things out. And the Lord said, please, will you let me figure it out for you? So leave these explanations to Him. And there are times where you will try to do. One of the aspects of this is that something happens and you will say, why did this have to happen? Lord, why did this happen? And I just want to let you know, whys belong to God. Don't try to figure it out. Just know that God is your God. He's guiding you. He loves you. Leave the whys in His time, wherever He chooses to give you an answer. And if not, God is saying, none of your business. I am your awesome heavenly daddy. And I got it in my hands. Many years ago, we had our first child. I could write a book on that, just that phase. We did write with a boy child. He was a man child. And we were so... Thank you, Jesus. That's... Now we can start giving thanks for even that. Hallelujah. And we were actively serving the Lord and trying to bless people, involved in mission, loving people, and seeing healings and miracles. And then we have a child, and he's in a few days later, he's declared terminal. And he's dying, and everybody, you know, I mean, we ask everybody to pray and all that. And among even good Christians, they were saying, why did this happen? Why is it because of a curse? And people will try to give, out of confusion, they'll give answers that are not godly answers. And don't try to answer in the flesh. I often say, well, this is, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord. So this can be one of the secret things. So here is our child dying, and then instead of some, we hear their question, why would this happen to you guys? Is there, we may need to break a curse. Have you thought of that curse? We need to break this and that. And some years pass, and I'm before 100,000 people the first night in Kinshasa. I'm doing a crusade, and with no advertising, with the morning healing service, the word spread, and 100,000. And if you see more than 100,000 before you, and then you are to preach, what do you preach? And I remember the Lord gave me clear instructions. And the name, I saw the name of Jesus, Jehovah Rapha. And the Lord said, tell him, I'm their healer. and tell you a story. And over there, I told the story of the terminal condition of our son, how the glory came and healed our son. And I said, and he is the healer for your family, for you, for this nation, and for Africa. And then gave the invitation. And this, it was so full of glory, and it is, it's hard for you here to picture this, to be in the middle of something where 50,000 people are coming up to give their lives to Jesus Christ. In that evening, I mean, after simply telling that story, and approximately 50,000 salvations. And I heard the voice of the Lord clearly. And he says, Mahesh, was it worth it? And he gave me the answer years later at the invitation. When I saw 50,000 saved, was it worth it for Bonnie and I to go through that hurt and the pain, seeing our child in the worst kind of condition? And then, of course, God came through, gave him a miracle. But the whole, why was it necessary? Because there was a living story that exalted the name of Jesus in your life and in my life. And is it worth it to go through the struggle if it brings glory to the name of Jesus and proclaims his awesomeness and greatness to hungry souls around the world? So know that the adventure you're on, that is building a story, that one day you may get a chance to tell that story and give glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the name which is above every name. May the Lord deliver us from any spirit of confusion. And may our children never be confused whether they are a blue balloon or a pink balloon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You are a blue balloon. Come up here. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. Come up. I mean, stand up. Raise our hands. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the resurrection. And we are your children, your sons and daughters, grateful for all that you did at Calvary, Father. Deliver us from any confusion. Any kind of confusion we've had, Lord, you are delivering us, giving us clarity through the blood of Jesus. And the light is coming. And some of you, where you have been confused, I felt like the light of the glory is coming on you to give you clarity. And always go towards the light. Go towards the Holy Bible. Go towards, that's where your answer is. The guide, even though it may mean sacrifice some. We had to sacrifice all of that in that time of pain. But in the end, it exalted the name of Jesus like in a way that we could never have imagined. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. Thank you, Father. We pray right now because of the situation in the Middle East, for all our armed forces, sailors, airmen, soldiers, wherever they are serving, Lord, we want to remember to put your name and a shelter around them. Of protection, Father. And all the ones who are allied. And protect the innocent, protect the civilians, protect the Christian communities, Lord. in the Middle East. Thank you, Father. I want the healing team to come. And if there's someone, if you are having really been attacked by confusion that has created anxiety in you, get some prayer or whatever you have a need. You're giving your life to Jesus Christ, or you're looking for a church home, you're welcome to come. Get prayer. You can give your life to Jesus. You can get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Get empowered. A prayer for healing. We'll lay hands on you. I want the worship team to lead us as we worship the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Name above every name, Lord. We bow before the name of the King of Kings. Death could not hold, the veil tore before you. Silence the voice of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever our God reigns. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Lord, you have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever our God reigns. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name. Bye. by the power of